Hey, Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about,
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about,
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So what'd you think of Cat Ballou?
I'm not entirely sure what I was in for. In fact, I know I didn't know what I was in for going into this.
So in a stunning reversal, neither did I. I'd never seen it before.
Introduce the show and then we'll explain.
Yeah, right. So this is You Want Me to Watch What? It's the podcast where Justin and I, who've seen thousands of movies between the two of us, recommend each other to watch movies the other hasn't seen. In this case, for April, my spouse recommended one that neither of us had seen.
Yes.
And so we watched Cat Ballou, the 1965 Jane Fonda, Lee Marvin, Western comedy musical.
Yes.
Sort of musical.
Yes, there was music.
I mean, when you got Stubby K and Nat King Cole singing your narration and exposition, it's a musical.
Yeah.
So we open up with Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou, a notorious outlaw who's about to be executed in the small town of, what was it again? Wolf City, Wyoming.
Yes.
Because they only said that half a dozen times.
Yes.
And so the movie is about how did she get to this point?
Yes.
And I'm starting to understand where the bookends for Cannibal the Musical came from. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, Kat, or Catherine, some months prior, she is an aspiring school teacher returning home by train to Wolf City. And on the way, she helps a cattle rustler, you know, get away.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of unwittingly, but she does it anyway. Well, later on, she gets to her back to the ranch of her father and learns that basically the Wolf City Development Corporation is trying to take away his ranch.
Yeah.
And they are trying to run him off with a gunfighter, and they dump manure into the water supply, etc. And I'm going to go ahead and say it, you know, but he's got working with him a Native American, Jackson Two Bears, that he is convinced is Muslim. And there's some cringe jokes there.
Yes.
That definitely were the kind that make you laugh, but then make you go, aw.
Aww.
Following that with some less than sensitive the Mormon humor.
Yes.
So
This movie is a product of its time.
Well, we say that about every movie we watch.
This one rightfully so.
Yeah. Anyway, at a party, you know, she meets back up with the cattle rustler and his uncle Jed. And they get kind of the idea that since the town has hired a gunslinger, they need to hire a gunslinger. So they hire Kid Shaleen, played by Lee Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
Except Kid Shaleen is a drunk.
Yep.
And is only able to shoot when he's drunk.
Yep.
And he doesn't do any good protecting her father.
No.
Because basically while he's sleeping it off in the barn and everybody's supposed to be out helping protect her dad, he just gets shot in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Sent by the town. The gunfighter is defended by the town, by the sheriff, and the sheriff's man is like, no, he's been here the whole time.
Yep.
So Kat decides she's going to seek revenge, and she starts by holding up a train, carrying the payroll, $40,000, $50,000 in 1896 money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair bit of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And she takes refuge in Hole in the Wall, basically an outlaw, you know, settlement that's just not worth the investment to go and clear out to the Wolf City Corporation.
Yeah.
Well, in doing so, she learns that now that's going to be a problem. And so kid Shalene gets himself sobered up, worked out, goes in, has the showdown with the gunfighter. We find out it's his brother, and she goes after basically what's the CEO of the corporation that hired the gunfighter to kill her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And in that stuff, she tries to get him to confess. When he won't confess, they get into a tussle that leads to him, to her shooting him.
Yes.
With a derringer. And we're back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's going to be hung. And as she's walking, well, there's Uncle Jed. And there's the cattle rustler. And there's Jackson, the Native mm-hmm. American. And there's Kid Shalene, drunk again.
Yeah.
Sleeping against a building. And she gets away to the sounds of Nat King Cole and Stubby K singing that, okay, movie's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
I laughed a lot during this.
I did too.
I don't know if it's good.
It's,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. There were some bits in there that were legit funny.
Yes. There were definitely bits in there that were legit funny.
And I did. You don't think of Lee Marvin as a comedic actor.
Not usually.
And did you notice that he played dual roles in this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the drunk gunman and his brother, the mm-hmm. hired gunman by the city.
Mm-hmm.
So he played a comedy role and he played the villain as straight. So that was nice to see. I bet he enjoyed expanding himself in that kind of thing.
Expanding himself.
Yes.
Considering that the girdle scene.
Yes. I don't know how I feel about it either, because it made me laugh sometimes just out of sheer shock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a horrible movie?
No, it's not a horrible movie. It's quite funny. It is pretty well taken care of. It's uneven in some of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 1965 product, which means that some of the stuff you're watching, you're like, I don't know about this. But I guess the more history you know, the more you can kind of accept it and understand it.
Yeah.
Didn't like that the number of stars on the flags were wrong. That was...
that did irk you a little bit,
That was irksome. So,
yeah. And by the way, little flags being woven at the hanging, like people waving them around.
As she's being, sent to the hanging.
Not like big, huge flags. We're just watching this and somebody's waving a tiny little flag. He's like, I wonder how many stars it's got. Nope, too many.
Yep. Too many. So, in terms of... So, Jane Fonda is good in this. Jane Fonda is Cat Ballou.
Yes.
And she's a little bit wide-eyed.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, it's like baby's first temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Where it's like she's suddenly learned at the age of 20-something that there is injustice in the world.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit of trouble there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that all the guys around her are equally naive, it seems.
Yes.
Are just kind of like, huh, the one guy who's not really naive is drunk.
Yes.
And his drunk makes him naive.
Yes.
Or philosophical. It depends on how far into the drinking he's gotten.
This is true. And the one time he sobers up, he's kind of an idiot because he thinks Kat is in love with him.
Yes.
No.
I watched the movie, too.
I know you did. You were there with me.
This is a thing.
That seems like it. That felt like it was shoehorned in.
It feels like something that happened when, like, Lee Marvin comes in on the scene and just makes something up.
Yeah.
And somebody else is just like, no. Let's see where this goes.
And considering they typically shoot movies out of order, Lord knows when he threw that in.
Oh, man.
And then they never went back to add more stuff.
nothing.
No, nothing at all. It's just, oh. So I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I mean, is it funny? Yes, it's funny. I don't have any kind of nostalgia to go back and rely on to talk to you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, me neither.
This is one of those things where I watch the thing and we pretty much made a Geek Cave, you know, setting of this where just about all of us were in the room. It's like between the looking at each other with like, is it okay to laugh at this eyes and just laughing because some of the stuff is legit funny.
Oh yeah.
I think it's a see it from me.
I'm going to say it's a see it at least once.
At least once, maybe twice, and probably we'll have to find it on Blu-ray for Darren.
Probably, yeah. I absolutely adored Lee Marvin in it, and I've not seen much of his stuff, but as soon as he hit the screen, I'm just like, okay, I can get behind this character. I know where they're coming from.
There's some stuff going on here.
There's some stuff going on here, yeah. Okay, now, was this before or after Barbarella?
This is... When did Barbarella come out?
I don't know. Okay. That was one of your movies.
Yeah. Well, just because I... Okay, Barbarella was 68. So this is before Barbarella by about 3 years.
Okay.
Clearly, Westerns didn't work out for Jane Fonda. She needed to do a space epic.
Space epic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And then she had to do workout videos.
Well, you know, you find your niche.
I suppose I would say, yeah, I'm going to land on this. This is a see it. If for no other reason, it is funny. And it has parts of it that are no joke, laugh out loud funny.
Yes.
Sometimes it's funny because of naivete.
Yes.
Sometimes it's funny because of willing ignorance.
Yes.
And sometimes it's funny because, well, aren't we glad that we've grown and matured as a society?
And sometimes it's funny just because it's funny.
Sometimes it's just funny.
Yes.
So, all right. See it for me.
Yeah, it's a see it for me. Yeah.
Good job, spouse.
Yeah.
And I guess that means it's your spouse's turn.
Yeah, if we're doing this, we're doing this.
Let's do it.
Meet Popsicles? Why don't you grab your multipass, a drink, and come sit with us?
Let's pick each other's brain. We want you to be part of our intimate conversation about science fiction topics.
Let's do this. Join us, and let's talk about science fiction topics in books, movies, TV shows, and games.
At Science Fiction Remnant, you are invited to listen in.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And don't forget your multipass.